We're back on Downtown on a Friday afternoon, and well, apparently it's a party right here in the studio. Well, why not? It's the Weekend of the Wicked, a big event going on at the Cross Insurance Center in Bangor, and we have assembled, well, I mean, every day on our show is the Losers Club, but this time we got the real deal, a stunning collection of talent here in studio, Carrie. Do we want to introduce them all or let them introduce themselves? Maybe that's the way to go.
Let's have Will, who is sort of the host of the Weekend of the Wicked, introduce everybody for our listeners.
Yeah, so I'm Will. I'm one of the co-owners along with Jay. We've got Tony Daniels over here, voice of Gambit.
I'm not a loser.
Not a loser.
He's
hanging out with us losers, but he's not a loser.
Guilt by association.
We've got Ben. We've got Bart Mix, who does all the special effects. Yeah. Adam, Brandon, Emily, and Marlon, all part of the Losers Club here with us back in Derry.
Yes. Hello.
Fantastic. Hello.
And you guys have been here for a couple of days. What are your impressions so far of Stephen King's place?
I mean, it's been like 30 years since the last time I was here. You know, I like the return. Things have changed a little bit. You know, the barons aren't as scary as they used to be. You know?
Well, now the clown's dead.
You know, I haven't seen the movie theater.
Hey, no spoilers. No spoilers.
I didn't know that. Let the cat out of the bag.
It's beautiful.
First of all, I say this mostly because I'm looking at you, Marlon, but you've all aged incredibly well. You guys look great.
Thank you.
And it's hard to believe.
This was the Liars Club.
is wonderful.
It's hard to believe it was 32 years ago that the show was on. How has it stayed so much in the public consciousness that people are still talking about it and we're so excited to have everybody here? You could not have imagined that 32 years ago, right?
No, and we were just talking about it last night. Brandon, you know, was just reminding me that, you know, it's really special that this happened, and we're just really grateful for it. But yeah, there would have been no way to anticipate this, and it's just amazing to be here. So,
And you guys have all gone on to do a number of other things and have great successes, but people keep coming back to it. Why is that, you think?
I think it's a great coming of age story, but it's more than that. It's people who are outcasts that get together to defeat the evil in the world, and it's a good story. And I think people find a little bit of themselves in that. You know, whether Pennywise is to them a tax man or, some jerky teacher. It doesn't matter. You get together, you find solace in each other, and you win the day. I think that's what keeps people interested in it.
Yeah, it's about friendship.
I could have said that.
Well, it's about friendship that happens at a time in your life when friends are the absolute most important thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Tim Curry factor.
We were talking about that too. What an incredible cast this was. And when you talk about Tim Curry, our friend Annette O'Toole, who's been on the show, the great John Ritter, Harry Anderson. Man, it was an all-star team of talent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Speaking of that, did any of you, or was there a process to sort of touch base with the actors that were playing the older versions of your characters? Did you guys were able to work on those characters with the other actors?
I think some of us more than others. I think they kind of said, oh, well, Emily, you look quite a bit like Annette, so you'll be okay. I don't think you need to work on too many like mannerisms, but some of the other...
Yeah, I didn't look anything like John Ritter at all. So I even think our eye color is different, but hey, who knows? So, yeah, a few of us got together to work out some business that we could do. Mm. Mannerisms. We settled on nail biting, you know, which is great. But it was nice to interact with, you know, a legend, you know, one of my heroes. I felt like a total imposter, and he made me feel... but he made me feel like I was in the right spot. So.
And Ben, you did the ear thing, right?
Yeah. I got together with Richard Mazur, and somehow through a few minutes of conversation, we landed on the ear thing, and it was just like, awesome. This was easy to get to. Let's just enjoy some conversation after that. So it was really cool.
Cool.
Now, Bart, you're an absolute legend in what you do.
Yes, I am.
Check off. Modest. Modest on our checklist. How much time did you spend any given morning getting Tim Curry ready?
Seems like 3 hours was my magic number back then. I don't know. Looking back, I don't know how I took 3 hours to do that, but I guess I was slower then. It was a process. I mean, Tim was great. Couldn't have asked for a better partner in a, you know, applying a makeup like that. But it just, there was a few prosthetics and then several coats of paint to give him that nice opaque white. So it just took a little time. But it, again, seemed like I took 3 hours for everything.
That's how I start my day. And that's just for radio.
There you go. It looked pretty good, though, too.
So this weekend, a whole lot of events. It's a three-day affair, except for Emily, because she's got better things to do on Sunday, I'm told. I understand that. That's fine.
Got to get back to class.
But Will, can you step in and talk about some of the things that people can check out if they go to the Bangor Comic and Toy Con this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, you get to see many amazing guests, all of them here. But we've also got Lenore Zand, who is the voice of Rogue. Thank you. Yep. We've got Tamara Glynn, who's in Halloween. Mm-hmm. She was in Terrifier. And on a plane right now on his way up is David Naughton, American Werewolf in London. So an absolutely amazing.
Good to know he's making
he's making it. I like that. Yes.
Well, and I understand played. He's a pepper, too.
He is. He is a pepper. The old Dr. Pepper thing. Did you hear about that? That fired because of American Werewolf?
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
For the nudity, wow. Yeah, at the time. Wow. Like, he had, like, that transformation scene, so they let him go because of it. Wow. Absolutely crazy.
He wasn't that naked.
It wasn't that naked, but I guess it was controversial enough.
They called him Dr. Pepper.
Wouldn't you like to be a...
Yeah, right. Thanks, Mark, for getting this license.
That's what I do.
Well, yeah, we've got a number of amazing guests. We've got a ton of awesome vendor guests, artists. Video game, we got Winterhouse Gaming doing a giant virtual reality section, race car simulators, all kinds of cool stuff. There'll obviously be panels, so you guys can come sit down and ask these guys questions in their panels. Photo ops, we've actually got a really cool two on-set photo ops later with the Losers Club. We've got one at the Water Tower, and then we've got one in front of Stephen King's house, and those moved really fast, so we're excited about that. A lot of great buzz. All kinds of fun things happening, an after party tonight at Seasons. There are still a few tickets they can buy if this gets out in time before then. Cosplay ball Saturday night, so just a ton of stuff jammed in 3 days.
That's fantastic. It's so great to have it here in Stevenstown. I saw some of you guys were at the house yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Did you go in, just go through the gates and knock and see if he's home?
Not at all. See, we're like, well, he's back. I wanted to. He's somebody I really wanted to meet. I thought we would get to meet him when we actually... filmed, and I was a little bit let down that we didn't get a chance to meet him. But I got to meet Tim Curry, so, and I got to meet these guys, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they held me down. 35 years and gone.
Not to pull the curtain back on Hollywood Magic too much, but the series was shot in British Columbia, for anybody that doesn't know that. How many of you, have any of you been to Bangor before this weekend?
Nope. First time.
No.
First time.
I thought it was Derry. I thought it was called Derry, actually.
Well, we get that a lot.
Now that you've been here, will you ever come back?
Oh, yeah. 100%, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Beautiful town. And during this time of year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, except this morning. It was a little chilly out there, even for us locals this morning.
Pacific Northwest, we're used to this.
All right. Well, it's so great to have you all here again this weekend. Check out what's going on at the Cross Insurance Center, the weekend of the Wiccan. Also, I meant to ask, too, the podcast, are you guys doing an episode this weekend? What's happening with that?
That's the other Losers Club.
So there's a podcast group called the Losers Club Podcast. So they've got a booth at the convention. They'll be here all weekend as well. And then Sunday, they're going to do a live panel.
Excellent.
And they'll be recording it, and they'll be releasing it later as well. So
do they have to pay you guys like a rights fee for that? I would hope so.
They should.
Thanks.
We're about to go get our name patented.
Go right over there. Get something out of them. You can get pictures taken. You can meet folks, get autographs. It's going to be an awesome time. So check it out this weekend at the Cross Insurance Center. Thank you all so much for joining us here, and feel free to hang out for the rest of the show. You're always welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rich, I just wanted to say, you're great!
He said, come down and get your baby's forehead signed.
All right, I'm going to unbutton my shirt. Can you... No. the Losers Club in town this weekend with lots of other great talent as well. Check it out. The Weekend of the Wicked. And thanks to everybody for coming in here on Downtown.